Ni hao.
How's everybody? 你们大家都好吗？
好。Welcome to the castle room.
欢迎你们到这个城堡来。
Thank you for your patience with us. Obviously, our church is experiencing some changing, and the new worship center is finished, and so we're changing things. So, thank you for your patience as we're changing so much.
我要谢谢大家的耐心，因为我们有很多的变动哈。那么从这个主堂的已经成立到这边的很多改变，所以我很谢谢大家的耐心。
I tell this to Pastor David and to Pastor Ted every time we meet.North Houston Chinese Church is a great blessing to Faith Bible Church.
我每一次碰到祝牧师跟泰德牧师的时候呢，我都要告诉他说，我认为呢，你们的北区华人教会对我们的教会是一个很大的一个祝福。
All of the pastors believe this in our hearts and are so thankful that God brought North Houston Chinese Church to fellowship and worship in our church building.
其他所有的牧师在我们教堂里面的都跟我有同样的感觉，非常感谢你们这个教会对我们教会的一个祝福。
Several years ago, we were praying for a church to maybe reach out to, and we were thinking it would be a Spanish-speaking church, but the Lord brought us Mandarin-speaking church.
好几年前呢，我们那时候就已经祷告说想要帮助当地，就说有什么别的教会需要我们帮助的，做一个宣传的一个事工。那我们本来以为是可能是就说墨西哥的教会会来找我们帮助，没有想到缘由的就跟中国教会接上关系。
So we agree with the Lord and Isaiah who says, "Who can know the mind of the Lord?"
我们同意那个以赛亚先知所说的，谁会知道神的心意呢？
This morning, it's my honor to be with you. I'm going to share some brief thoughts on God's calling on our churches as it relates to the persecuted church in our world.
我今天呢，想要跟你们传讲一个信息，就是我很感谢神感动，就说对我们的呼召，就是我们对于这个世界上被迫害的教会有什么样的回应。
I also have a friend with me who is going to share his testimony. He is a dear brother from the Middle East.Who has suffered for the gospel? So he will share his testimony with you as well.
我等一下也会请一位从中东来的一个弟兄呢，跟我们分享他因为传播福音的缘故所受到的迫害。
I know that in your home country, the church has suffered much, and there's been much persecution. So it's very humbling for me to speak on this subject to you because you may know it better than I do.As an American.
其实我也知道在座的某些弟兄姐妹可能在国内也面临过因为福音的缘故而受到迫害的经验，所以我今天站在你们的面前呢，事实上是很谦卑的，因为我觉得可能你们在座的比我更有资格来谈到受迫害的经验。
But we'll look into God's word and see that He has some thoughts for us in the book of Philippians, the letter of Philippians, and we'll ask this question: What is our calling to the persecuted church?
So we're going to look at the Philippians chapter 1, Philippians chapter 1, that verse talks about when the church is being persecuted, what is our calling?
Before we open the word, I think there have been.Three historical responses to persecution.
在我们没有讲经节之前呢，我觉得要跟你们提一下，就是说在过去历史上，就是说我们怎么面对逼迫，在历史上。
All of these are biblical responses, Christian responses to persecution.
这些都是圣经里面的一些历史记载，说怎么样面对，就当我们对于这个迫害的面对迫害的时候，我们怎么样回应。
The first response is we can flee from it. We can run and escape persecution.
第一个回应是说我们可以逃跑或者是躲避。
Jesus tells the disciples this in Matthew 10, verse 23. If they persecute you in one town, flee to the next town.
Okay. 第二个就是忍耐到
flee or escape.
就是我们可以选择第一种方式是逃跑或逃躲避。
The second response is to patiently endure under it or to suffer, as God brings the persecution. The church is called to patiently endure that suffering.
第二个方式就是我们可以恒心忍耐，就是忍耐到底。
Our situation, especially in Texas and Houston, isn't really in these first two categories. We don't have to run yet. We don't have to bear under it just yet. We're not being thrown in prison yet. But ours will come in this third category.
我们在德州的教会呢，真的是很幸运的，不需要面对逃跑、躲避，或者是恒心忍耐到底哈。我们事实上这个教会呢，是等于说对第三项来讲，对我们是有些责任的。
And God is calling us to be advocates, to advocate for the persecuted church, and to advocate against persecution.
神呢，事实上要呼召我们来出来，伸张正义。来反对，尤其是面对教会的迫害。
So we can do that in two ways. We can do it through prayer, our prayer life. We can advocate for the church, or we can actually take legal action in some cases and try to help the persecuted church through legally helping them.
那我们当然可以用两种方法来回应哈，伸张正义的回应，一个是祷告，第二个是一种合法的上诉或者是法律上的诉讼。
We're going to look this morning in Paul's letter to the church at Philippi. And before we do, a little background on the church at Philippi.
所以等一下我们就来念呢，保罗在这个菲利比这个教会里面呢，他所传讲的信息哈。在我们没有进去传讲之前，我们要讲一下那个菲利比教会的背景。
This was a church that knew a lot about persecution. It actually was born out of persecution.
这个教会事实上很知道什么是迫害，因为他们是在迫害当中所产生的。
Paul went to Philippi on his second missionary journey and led a lady named Lydia to faith in Philippi.
保罗在他第二次去传教之旅的路上呢，经过这个腓利比，那他就是还碰到一位女士叫吕底亚的，还带了吕底亚信主。
And we see this story in Acts 16. You may know the rest of the story. Paul was put in jail there for casting a spirit out of a young fortune teller lady.
就说你们可以在这个《使徒行传》十六章里面看到说，保罗呢因为帮助一个使女呢，在他身上把这个巫鬼赶出来，还被下到监狱里面。
And then when he and Paul and Silas were worshiping God, there was a great earthquake.He was released from prison, and the church at Philippi was born.
So, we also, 就说可以念到说，当他跟那个希拉在监狱里面的时候，他们就一起就说敬拜神，因为这样子就地大震动，那狱门就打开了。那因为如此呢，这个腓利比的教会就成立了。
Now, this church is receiving a letter from Paul, who is in prison, writing it from a prison.
那现在这个教会呢，就得到就是说保罗的书信是从这个监狱里面写给他们的。
So for the church at Philippi, persecution and suffering was normal. It was a normal way of life for them.
所以对这个腓利比教会而言呢，受苦跟迫害对他们来讲好像是很正常的。
So let's look and see in the letter to the Philippian church, how Paul says they can be advocates for the persecuted church.
所以我们就来看一下保罗在这个腓利比书的书信里面所讲，这个如何在这个跟这个腓利比教会讲说，如何在被迫害的时候能够站起来伸张正义。
I'll read Philippians 1 verses 27 through 30.
我先要念一下腓利比书的第一章27-30.
Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ.So that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel.
就是二十七节，只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。
verse 28, and not frightened in anything by your opponents. That is a clear sign to them of their destruction, but of your salvation, and that from God.
28节，凡事不怕敌人的惊吓，这是证明他们沉沦，你们得救都是出于神。
For it has been granted to you that for the sake of Christ you should not only believe in him, but also suffer for his sake, engaged in the same conflict that you saw I had and now hear that I still have.
29节，因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。你们的征战就与你们在我身上从前所看见、现在所听见的一样。
So I think Paul has for us in these three verses, four verses, three ways we can be advocates. And I think he actually has one gift for the church. So three roles we can play and one gift.
所以呢，从刚才我们念的经节里面呢，就可以说保罗告诉他们，就也我也可以在我们身上看到，就是说我们要用三种什么样的角色来站起来面对抗争这样的迫害。
The first role comes in verse 27, and Paul says this, Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come to see you or am absent, I may hear you are standing firm in one spirit with one mind.
说我们以27节来看，保罗就说：只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我过来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳。So
the first thing Paul says is to the churches, stand firm, don't quit.
所以第一件就是保罗说你要怎么样站立起来抗争？第一个就是，要站立得稳，不要放弃。
This is actually the same word Paul uses in Ephesians 6 when he's talking about the armor of God, and he says, put on the full armor of God and stand firm.
其实这里说站立得稳呢，就是用在那个希腊原文是，这个，以弗所说六章里面同样的一个字哈，在原文里面就是穿上神的军装，站立得稳。Paul
is reminding the church that we have hope. We have a message of hope. The gospel is essentially a message of hope.
保罗是提醒当时的教会，就是说，神有一个希望的信息给我们，在困难当中，我们要充满希望。Therefore,
we can keep going. We can keep fighting because we have hope.
因此呢，我们就可以在希望当中不断的奋斗，不断的持续的去跟他们抗争。There's
one of my favorite sayings. Says hopelessness died at the resurrection of Jesus.
我听到有一个讲法，就是说，因为耶稣的复活呢，就可以破除了那我们那种绝望感。So
another way, one way we can stand firm and not quit is in our prayer for the persecuted church.
那是有什么方法我们可以做到呢？第一个就是我们用祷告的方式来站立得稳。Maybe
we can remember the image of Moses in Exodus 17. When he's holding up his hands as the Israel army is fighting in the valley.
你们还有人记得，就是说，在这个出埃及记的17章里面，就是说，那个摩西手上拿着神的杖，在帮助那个以色列人，在跟那个亚玛力人征战的时候，他就用神的杖来帮助以色列人。I'm
sorry, sister. I'm coming off the screen. Okay, all right. In that same way, Moses is holding up his hands over the army. We, in prayer, can be holding up the persecuted church, our brothers and sisters who are suffering for the gospel.
就跟摩西一样，我们也可以像他一样吧，就举着神的杖，替这些受迫害的教会一直不断的祷告，所以神会帮助我们赢这个征战。As
I have talked to my friend Yuxel and others who have suffered for the gospel or been in jail, one of the things that is so difficult is their adversaries are trying to get them to deny Jesus, deny the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
就像我跟我的朋友约瑟夫 谈到的话里面，就是讲到说，对他们来讲，受迫害的这些弟兄姐妹最大的困难是在他们受迫害的时候呢，他们会被那个敌人要求他们就是就说会否认耶稣。
So they ask for prayer that they would not deny Jesus, that they could stand strong. So that is a way of prayer we can ask God to help them to not deny Jesus.
所以他是一直迫切的希望我们呢，恳切的希望我们能替他们祷告，就是当他们在这种压力下面的时候呢，不要否认耶稣的主权。
Okay, so this is our first role to advocate is to stand firm in prayer. Don't quit.
说第一个伸张正义的这种方式呢，就是祷告，不要放弃，站立的稳。
The second way we can be an advocate is also found in verse 27.
那第二种方法站立的稳呢，我们也可以在第27节里面看到。
Paul says, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel.
保罗说，要为所信的福音齐心努力。
Paul is saying here not only to not quit, but he's saying.Don't compromise the message of the gospel.
保罗不但是说你不要放弃，他还说你要一直坚持到底，而且不要因为福音的缘故而妥协。
Paul knows sometimes when the church is being persecuted, they may be tempted to change the message, to maybe even deny the lordship of Jesus.
保罗知道说，当这些基督徒被迫害的时候呢，他们很容易就说会妥协了，然后就会否认耶稣。
So he's begging the church in Philippi to not compromise. So stand firm, don't quit, and now strive for the gospel. Don't compromise the message.
所以他就是一直鼓励这些腓立比的弟兄，就是说你们不但是要站立的稳呢，不要放弃，而且呢要一起，就是说要一起为这个所信的福音齐心努力。
It is interesting and also very sad. We have some examples.In America, the church in the United States, as it is maturing and getting older, there are moments when the church has compromised in the gospel.
反而是我们回头来看，我们在美国的教会啊，在他们成熟的过程当中，反而因为这个不同的原因呢，会从这个他们的教会分裂出来。
One of the most famous ones in recentU.S. history had to do with the Episcopal Church in the United States.
最近一个最有名的例子呢，就是说在美国的一个圣公会。
Many felt like the church leaders were questioning the authority of the Bible or making decisions that weren't in line with God's word.
因为有很多教会的领袖就觉得说，哎，好像他们说这个。对不起，就说很多弟兄姐妹觉得说，这个教会的那个领袖好像他们所传讲的福音呢，好像不一定是跟教义上面是相符的。
So they decided to leave the Episcopal Church and begin the Anglican Church in the United States.
所以这群弟兄姐妹就离开了圣公会，开始了一个美国的圣公会。
Because they didn't have a bishop in the United States, do you know where they went to find a conservative?Leader to lead their church.
你知道，因为他们在美国找不到带领他们的大主教，那他就，你知道他们到哪里去找他们那个领导者吗
？They found a conservative Bible-believing bishop in the Anglican Church in Africa.
他们就在非洲找到一个比较保守的领导者。
So they started the U.S. church started under the leadership of the African church. It was a beautiful.Way they started with church fathers who weren't going to compromise the gospel.
那就是说这一群弟兄姐妹呢，他们是这个，就是过程当中在寻找他们的这个领导者的过程当中，事实上产生了一个很美丽的一个过程，就是他们到非洲找到这个大主教来领导他们这比较保守派的这个美国圣公会。
So praise God, the African church.Was not willing to compromise the gospel. That maybe they read the letter of the Philippians from Paul. So,
很感谢神呢，就是美国的圣公会呢，可能是就是念了这同样的一这个腓立比书上面来，这个保罗所写的书信里面呢，而不愿意为这个，就不愿意为他们的福音妥协。
So these are our first two. Don't quit. Don't compromise. And now we see the third. Third way we can be advocates in verse 28.
所以我们刚刚前面讲了两点，第一个就是站立得稳，对不对？第二个是齐心努力，第三个这一点。
Paul says, and not frightened in anything by your opponents.
第28节就讲到说，保罗说，凡事不怕敌人的惊吓。
Paul is saying, don't be scared. Don't compromise. Don't quit. And now he's saying, don't be scared. We have God on our side. He is more powerful than any enemy or any persecution that could ever come against you.
保罗不但是说你不要放弃站立的稳，不要同心努力，不要妥协，而且就是说因为圣灵福音的缘故呢，我们还在这里就说不怕敌人的惊吓。
We need to remember who our God is, who this God is we sing to every Sunday.
我们要记得我们的神是谁。
And we need to also remember sometimes God uses suffering and persecution to grow his church.
有的时候我们有这样的经验，就是说神会用我们的苦难跟我们的迫害来使我们成熟，尤其是使一个教会整体成熟。
In a story I read recently, told by about a man named Dr. David Barrett, who is a seminary professor at a seminary in Boston.
我最近念到一个故事，是关于这个巴雷特博士，他是在波士顿的一个神学院里面的一个教授。
Dr. Barrett is an expert in church history, and he's written a dictionary of Christian history, so he knows a lot about the history of the church.
这个巴博士呢，他本人是这个教会历史的一个领导者，他也写了一些有名的书，类似像《世界基督教大辞典》。
He was at a meeting once with several business executives and CEOs of companies who wanted to give money to missions.
那他有一次呢，就在跟那个公司的一些主管跟那些企业的领导者一起吃饭，就一起碰面，因为这些领导者要愿意为那个宣教捐款。
At this meeting, one of the leaders raised his hand and asked Dr. Barrett, "What is the most effective form of global evangelization, Dr. Barrett?"
那其中就有一个领导者把手举起来，就问他说。 你觉得全球福音传播最有效的策略是什么？
Dr. Barrett didn't even hesitate. He said, martyrdom.
那这个巴博士呢，本身呢，就一点都没有迟疑的，就说殉难。
So after several minutes of silence, another leader raised his hand.
在几分钟的沉默之后呢，另外一个领导者又举手了。
And he said, Dr. Barrett, what is the second most effective method of global evangelization?
这第二个领导者就说，哎，那巴博士，你觉得那第二个最有效的这个全球的福音传策略是什么？
We all should understand why that question was asked. You should not be quick to step into persecution.
那我们大家都知道，问那个人问第二个问题的那个用意是什么，所以我们都要小心，不要很快的就掉入陷阱里面。
But if the Lord leads us or He calls us, we don't have to be scared of it because He's always with us. We have that promise from His Word.
可是如果是神允许迫害领导，或是带着我们去面临迫害的时候呢，我们就不用害怕。So
here are three ways we can be advocates for the persecuted church.
所以现在我们有三点，就说怎么样这个站立起来，积极的抗争这个教会的迫害。
Don't quit. Don't compromise the gospel. And don't be scared.
不要放弃，不要妥协，也不要害怕对教会的迫害。
Now before we finish, I want to show you one other thing that is very challenging to me from this passage.
在我结束之前呢，我要跟你们讲一下，在这个经节里面呢，对我的挑战是什么？
Paul actually says there's a gift for us in the church because of persecution.
就说保罗反而说，就说事实上，在这些迫害当中呢，对我们有一个礼物。Let
me read verse 29 for us.
让我们念下面的29节。For
it has been granted to you, for Christ's sake, not only to believe in Him, but also to suffer for His sake.
29节，因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。
This word granted actually comes from a Greek word that means grace or gift.
这里那个英文字的 granted，就是我们讲蒙恩哈，在从这个希腊文里面呢，是说是礼物跟恩典的意思。
The Greek word is charizomai, which comes from the Greek word charis, which means grace.
所以那个字呢，就是从那 charisma 那边出来的话，就表示恩典的意思。
I don't understand this from Paul.
我在念这个的时候，我实际上对于保罗讲这个字的意思呢，我并不是很了解。
He's saying somehow in the suffering that the church is going through, that there will be a gift for them. Now remember, Paul isn't writing to one person, he's writing to a group of people, a church.
那我就想说，哎，奇怪了，这个保罗怎么会说我们在这个这一群受苦的弟兄姐妹当中，还不是一个人哦，是一群人哈，他这个被迫害当中，怎么是还有一个礼物呢？
So this isn't a blessing or a gift to an individual person, it's a blessing or a gift to a group of people, to a local church.
所以这个就是说，他讲说，不光是礼物或者是恩典，是不但是对一个人，事实上是对一群人。
So here's my question for us today.
像我对你们的问题是这样子。
How would it be a gift or a grace for a church if they suffered, or if they sent missionaries off somewhere and they suffered? How would that be a gift to a church?
所以你们在座的各位，你们认为就是说，当一个教会被迫害的时候，他们所得到的礼物是什么呢？
Would it change the way a church prays for its missionaries?
会不会改变？就是说，这个教，这个教会对于这个去宣教的这一个praise，赞美。Would
it change how a church feels about the gospel? And the purity of the message of the gospel. Would it impact the church's zeal for missions? This is actually an issue our church, Faith Bible Church, is beginning to wrestle with.
事实上，这也是我们的教会，就是FBC教会现在所要面临的一些，就说在思考怎么去处理的一个事情。
We have several young people who have grown up in our church, gone off to university, and now they want to go to dangerous countries.
我们在教会呢，有几个年轻的弟兄呢，他们是在教会长大的，现在他们都快要毕业了，就有心想要到一些很就蛮危险的国家去服侍。
We're sending some young missionary couples to the Middle East, to places where the church is persecuted.
我们要送一些，就说年轻的夫妇呢，到中东去，那里是敌视的国家，去传福音。
The logical part of our brain, the engineers and the doctors in our church on the missions committee, say we can't do that. No, that doesn't make any sense.
那当然，我们教会拆船的这个committee呢，他们就这一群这个医生啊，这个工程师呢，就是逻辑上来想说，这不行啊，他们不能去。
But then we see this promise of a gift from God in His Word, and so we need to balance logic and what makes sense with God's calling on our people's lives, their hearts, and God's promise in His Word. Maybe He's leading us into a season of suffering. Maybe something will happen to one of our missionaries and they don't come back home. We have to wrestle with this reality.
所以说，那我们后来在祷告过程当中就觉得说，哎，说不定我们不能用完全用逻辑来看这件事情，也许我们必须要平衡逻辑跟这些人感觉神对他们身上的呼召来平衡，然后呢，也许甚至在这过程当中呢，甚至有人可能身体都遭受伤害。
So I stand before you, a rookie or a novice. I don't know what the word is for that. I don't have any answers. I just know God is challenging me with this passage about having a grace or a gift because of persecution.
所以说我不晓得你们在座比较年轻的基督徒是怎么样想的哈，可是我们就觉得说神在这个过程当中事实上还要我们去思考，当教会受迫害的时候我们要怎么去回应。
And I want to come to ask you, North Houston Chinese Church, to pray for us, Faith Bible Church, as we wrestle with this issue and sending people into potentially dangerous places.
所以事实上我们的教会很希望 各位的在座能帮助我们殷勤的祷告，所以我们可以决定说到底我们对于要拆传我们的教这个宣道士到这些国家去的时候我们要怎么去处理这个事情。
And I also want to pray for you because we know how our enemy works. He likes to divide us on these types of issues and cause dissension or arguments.
而且我觉得我们的教会也要为你们的教会祷告，因为我知道在我们面临一些这个挑战的时候很容易因为这挑战的缘故呢把我们分裂了。
So in a minute I'll pray for you and ask you to pray for our church too, that we will be unified, we'll be one, and that we will be strong advocates for the church in the persecuted world.
所以等一下呢，我要请为你们祷告，希望你们为我们祷告，说当教会面对迫害的时候呢，我们要怎么去回应。
So these are our points. Don't quit. Don't compromise. Don't be scared. And then remember to ask, what will the gift be? What will the grace be for our churches as we become advocates for the persecuted church?
所以当我们面对就是说被迫害的教会，我们要怎么作为一个全力支持的这个积极分子呢，就是不要放弃，不要妥协，不要逃避或逃跑，还有什么是我们要领受的恩典。
Also want to remember that we can learn a great deal from our brothers and sisters in the persecuted church. They have much to teach us.
而且我觉得在这过程当中我们要记得，就是说我们事实上从这些有亲身经历的被受到迫害的弟兄姐妹身上可以学到很多东西。
And I think you will understand what I'm talking about when you hear in a minute from my brother Yusuf.
所以等一下你听到下面这个弟兄约瑟夫他所这个传讲就分享他的见证的时候，你就知道我的意思是什么。
Before we hear from him though, I want to encourage youand your church in West Houston Chinese Church, because I just returned from Istanbul, Turkey, and I got to see some of the ministry your church is involved in.
在我没有让这个弟兄起来分享之前呢，我要告诉你说，我刚刚才从这个伊斯坦堡这个土耳其回来。
This is a church of our brothers and sisters from Iran.
这是这个。弟兄姐妹是从伊朗过来的，他们在那个伊斯坦堡那边成立的教会。
Most of these brothers and sisters are from the capital city, Tehran, Iran.
他们事实上都是这些弟兄姐妹都是从这个伊朗的这个首都来的。
And the gentleman in the back row is actually a missionary that your church, West Houston Chinese Church, and North Houston Chinese Church supports. His name is Jeff Butler.
那在后面的这位弟兄，你是哪位？
这是王家。
就这一位最后面这个弟兄，中间这个哈，那他就是事实上就是我们西区教会所送出去、所支持的一个拆传的一个宣教士。
Let me tell you what God is doing in the church in Iran.
让我告诉你说，神在伊朗在做什么。
Because you won't hear this on Fox News.
因为你这个绝对不会在这个一些这个美国的这个电视台听到这个资料。
There are so many Iranians coming to faith in Jesus, they don't have enough workers to teach them the Bible there.
说伊朗的那些一些新的这个基督徒呢，因为有这么多的人信主呢，所以说他们没有足够的这个合场工作的人员去教这些人福音。
In Iran, one of the famous pastors we hear about, a guy named Pastor Saeed, he was in prison. Even though they're persecuted heavily in Iran, they're still coming to faith in Jesus in great numbers from Persia.
那我们也听到一个很出名的在伊朗的一个基督教的牧师，他叫做沙伊。那沙伊呢，他即使下到监狱里面呢，也是要积极的传福音。
Many of these Iranians were in a mature Christian class.And they were taking a class on why they want to be baptized.
那这一群 伊朗来的这个弟兄姐妹呢，他们事实上都是来自于蛮成熟的教会哈。那他们现在就是在学这个课，说我为什么要受洗
？So your church is doing good work, helping the persecuted church.
所以我们的教会事实上做很好的工作，在帮助受迫害的教会。
This picture, there are two elders from our church, and myself on the bottom.
那这个照片呢，就是我们教会所拆出去的这两个长老跟我自己。
The other men in the picture are from Syria.
其他的人是从叙利亚来的。
As we visited with these men, they told us that ISIS had destroyed their village, so they had to leave and come to Turkey.
这些从叙利亚来的弟兄就分享说，因为这个回教的积极分子呢 ，ISIS 一直在攻击这个叙利亚，所以他们就逃到土耳其来了。
So now even Syrians are coming to Turkey and they're finding Christians who will care for them and love them, and many of these are coming to faith in Jesus also.
说即使是从叙利亚来的弟兄，都会因为逃到土耳其来以后，接受了那当地这个帮助他们的基督徒的。
So God is using difficult things and suffering and persecution in many ways to draw people back to Himself.
实际上，神就用各种各样的不同的迫害呢，跟这个受苦呢，把世上这些人就说能够带到他的面前。
So thank you, North Houston Chinese Church. Bless you from my heart. I thank you for.The ministry we have, the partnership we have in the gospel with you, I want you to be encouraged in what you're doing, how you're serving the Lord.
So, 我特别跟在位跟各位在座的讲，就说谢谢你们的帮助跟你们的祷告。那么，我也是觉得非常高兴能有机会跟大家共聚一堂。那么，就是再见。
Yeah. Let me pray for you, and then I'll introduce my friend Yusa.
我替大家祷告，然后我要介绍我下位弟兄。
Father in heaven, thank you for.North Houston Chinese Church.
我们天上的父，谢谢你为我们的北区华人教会。
Thank you for the partnership we have in the gospel, and that we pray your blessing on them as they try to reach Mandarin speakers in North Houston.
谢谢你，就是说，让我们有这么美好的一个合作关系。我们这个教会也能够出去，就说接触到很多讲华语的这个这个中国人。
Father, I pray you protect them from the evil one. I pray you help them to be unified as a church.
神啊，我特别在那里祷告说，你不但是保卫各位的弟兄在座的弟兄姐妹，而且能大家同心一致。
Make them one as you are one, Father.
让我们大家都同心合一，成为一体，因为你就是一体的。
I pray God you help them to stand firm.To not quit and to not be scared.
神啊，我特别祷告，就是让他们在在座的大家都不要放弃，不要妥协，也不要害怕。
And I pray you would help both of our churches to understand what this grace may be as it relates to persecution and suffering.
在这个我们在学习这个被迫害跟受苦的这个过程当中，我们双方。教会也可以学习到说，你所要给我们赐的恩典是什么。
Thank you for all you have given us in Jesus.
谢谢你所有给我们的一切。我们祷告。
In His name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
阿门。
Thank you. Let me introduce a good friend, brother. I'll let him introduce himself and tell you a little bit of his story.
我让耶稣自己介绍他自己，然后让他讲一下他的见证。
Hello?
Hi.
I wish to speak Chinese, but I can't. My name is Yu Set.
My name is Joseph.
I know it's hard to pronounce my name. Also, I have a mission name. My name is Paul.I'm from Ephesus. But Sirius, I'm from Ephesus. My wife, she's a Galatian.
我的太太是从加拉太来的。 Let's read this to what you've
listened. But now you are Texan. I started the church in Ephesus years ago.
就是以前我在这个以弗所呢，就成立了教会。
I was the pastor of a church in Ephesus. Pastor of a church in Ephesus. By God's grace.
因为神的恩典的缘故。
I used to be a Muslim.
我以前是回教徒。
I became a Christian 20 years ago.
我是在两年前变成基督徒。
I studied
20 years ago.
20年前,
I studied Islam. And I couldn't find peace and joy in Islam, in Quran.
我在回教里面呢，念可兰经的时候呢，我好像没办法找到我的平静。
You know, Jesus said this, I am the living water.
那神讲说我是活水。
So Islam is a water too.
你知道, 回教也是活水。
But the difference is,
可是中间的不同是,
Islam is salty water, like ocean.
那回教的是咸水，是海水。
As much as you drink,
不管你喝多少,
you get more thirsty.
越喝越渴。
I was very thirsty.
我是很渴。
I was seeking something different.
我在寻找一个不同的东西。
I had money, girlfriend.
我那时候有钱，也有女朋友。
But I was asking some question to myself.
可是我一直不断在我内心问一个问题。
What is the meaning of life?
我人生的意义是什么？
Why I came to this earth?
为什么我来到这个世界？
I couldn't find answer.
我找不到回答。
And one day I became sick.
有一天我生病了。
I was not speaking, shaking and crying.
当时无法讲话，我全身颤抖，而且我在哭泣。
My depressions were almost every day.
我那种绝望几乎是每一天都有的感觉。
And I tried to kill myself twice.
我两次是曾自杀。
First, I drink poison.
第一次是我喝毒药。
Second, I took sleeping pills.
第二次是我吃安眠药。
The doctors washed my stomach.
那个医生就要把我洗胃。
But I was still looking for the truth. I met one day with a Korean missionary from South Korea. He gave me a word of God. When I was 22, first time I was holding word of God in my hands. And I went to the church. It was an underground church. And before the some crazy people, they throw a bomb into the church. They shoot the church with machine guns. And I asked the people after the church, what is the meaning of life?
那个事情过去以后，我就问那个教会的人说。
And asked them more questions in the church. There was a man. He opened his Bible. John chapter 8:2.
32.
Jesus said,
you
will know the truth and truth will set you free. And I said, I know the truth will set everybody free. What is the truth? The answer came from the word of God. Jesus said, John chapter
14:6.
I am the way, the truth. I went to the church following weeks. But the reason I went to the following weeks to church, not because of the pastor was the best pastor of the town, not because of the pastor was the great preacher, not because of the worship team was great. The reason I went to the church, Because I saw the love of God in the church. Love of God is the best sermon you can ever preach in your life. The love of God grabbed my heart. But I was still sick. I had depression. But one night, I saw a dream. I saw a dream. Jesus came to my dream. He had a white robe. His face was shining. His right arm was shining. He didn't say anything to me. He just touched his shining hand to my toes, my knee, and my arm. He didn't say anything. And I wake up. But there was nobody in my room. And second day passed, third day passed. When I look my past 3 days, I was not sick anymore. Jesus healed me in my dream. If you ask me today, is God alive? I say with all my heart, yes. Jesus is alive. Because Hebrews 13:8 says this, Jesus Christ yesterday, today, and forever, He is the same. If I talk to you today, if I'm here today, it's not because of our smart, clever. The answer is this. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. By power of God, power of Jesus Christ, I'm here today. So, after all these things, how can you be quiet? How can you be quiet? No way. I started to share the gospel of Christ on the marketplace with Muslims. One day police arrested me. I was at the time 9 months believer. And they brought me to investigation room. And they beat me there. My nose were bleeding, my face were bleeding. They hit my shins. But I tell you this. When they hit me, I was feeling something touching my flesh, my body. But I wasn't feeling the deep pain in my body. And when the police were beating, hitting my face, and suddenly I said this to them, not only beat me, even if you kill me, I will still love you, because God loves you. But I tell you this, I'm talking at the presence of living God. I'm talking at the presence of living God. It was me who said that. It was the power of God were talking from my mouth. When the presence of God comes to your life, when the power of God comes to your life, at that time you speak whatever God wants you to speak. At that time you see whatever God wants you to see. And you hear whatever God wants you to hear. That's why it was me who said that. God said that. And then I said, I didn't feel the deep pain. Because the presence of God, like an airbag, it takes the power of the heat, takes the pain. And the police said, we will release you, but if you became a Muslim.
那个警察就跟我讲了，我们先可以释放你，如果你现在就变成回教徒的话。
First, I didn't say no.
我刚开始并没有说不要。
And at first, I compare Christ and freedom.
我刚开始就跟他们搞，我就刚开始跟他们比较，就说，基督跟自由。
By the power of Christ.
借着神的力量。
I didn't deny him.
我并没有否认他。
Because I said this, no matter what, Christ is real.
所以我要告诉你，不管怎么样，神是真的。
9 months ago, he came to my dream. It was a real dream.
这9个月以前，他来到我的梦里面，那是个真的梦。
Total, they put handcuffs, they took me to court, and lots of things happened.
就说，就是那个时候九个月，那个在那个他在九个月的基督徒，在那个九个月之前，神到了他生命里是真的。说虽然他们把我手绑起来，把我拉到监狱里面。
Total 7 times I arrested by police.
我7次被警察抓去。
Not all of them they torture me, but they torture me sometimes.
可是有的时候，不是每一次他们都会折磨我，可是他被抓的时候，有时候常常折磨我。
And my wife became a Christian. People Muslims kidnapped her. They cut her neck.
那当我太太也变成基督徒的时候，那回教徒也是把她绑架了，然后把她的脖子就切开。
And by God's grace, she survived.
感谢神的恩典，她幸存了。
And my wife's mother 2 months ago. I will not go into detail. The Muslims cut her throat 2 months ago.
那我就岳母呢，在2个月前呢，也是。
我就不分享细节，也是被切了喉咙，那他也幸存了。那个医生这个牧师呢，他在这个也在那个伊斯坦堡里面碰到我的岳母。And
I
lost 3 of my friends, Muslims cut their throat years ago.
那个我也失去3个很好的朋友，因为回教徒把他们的脖子都切了，他们就死了。And
I moved many times.
而且我搬迁很多次。But
I tell you this.
可是我告诉你们。
Nobody.
没有人。
None of you, not me.
不是你，也不是我。Is
worthy to die for His kingdom or to face persecution for His name? It's His grace.
呀，没有我们人是值得的，因为我们自己的渺小，然后为他受迫害，为他传福音。 不是我们，而是神的恩典让我们有资格。我们是谁呢？We
are just dust.
我们算得了什么？
He is God.
他是神。
It's His grace.
是他的恩典。I
will stop now, but I want to say something to you.
我知道我现在需要停止了，可是我还是要告诉你们什么。
Do you know why they were arresting us?
你知道为什么他们要就说把我捕捉起来吗？
Not because of I became a Christian.
不是因为我变成一个基督徒,
because I preach His message.
是因为我传讲神的福音。
We know, before we preach, we know they will arrest us, they will beat us, say something bad to us. We know.
在我们传讲神的福音之前，我们知道我们会被受折磨，我们会被受到这个拘禁。
But we were still preaching gospel.
可是我们还传讲神的福音。
You know why?
为什么?
Because love of Christ compels us.
因为是神的爱，就是神在催逼我们。
Matthew 28, you know, Jesus said, go all nations, make my disciple, right? Matthew
28. Oh,
and what the disciple said, make my disciple. What the disciple does, disciple preach, teach, train, start new house churches, and train always new leaders.
得我们的门徒，不管是去传讲，或者是去训练，或者把他们变成一个新的领袖。
And disciple of Christ always produce something. Always produce something. Disciple of Christ.
Okay, 神的这个门徒，
神的门徒，
神的门徒都永远在传神的福音。
So what the church member does?
那个教会的会友又做什么呢?
Church member comes to church.
教会的会友来到教会.
Listen to the sermon.
听听那个讲道.
And give $10, $20 to tithing box.
历史就做一些奉献.
And hallelujah.
然后拍拍手说 hallelujah.
Next week same.
下个礼拜又同样.
Next month same.
下个月又同样.
Next year same.
下一年又做同样的事.
No producing.
其实没有什么真正的果效.
So I want to ask you this question.
所以我现在问你一个问题.
Are you a church member or are you a disciple of Christ?
你们只是教会的会友呢，还是你们真正是基督的门徒？
So let me repeat again. Are you a disciple of Christ or are you a church member?
我要再重新问你们一次，你们只是教会的会友呢，还是你们是真正基督的门徒？
Look your fruits and you know yourself. Are you a disciple of Christ or are you a church member?
按照你所行出来的这果子，我们就知道你只是去教会的一个教友啊，还是神的门徒。
But God wants you to be His disciple.
神要你做他的尖兵，他的门徒。God
bless you and I love you, love of God.
Okay, 神祝福你们，我很爱你们，感谢神。